On the show today, we have DuPont Community's very own Allison Fink and Survey and Ballot Systems' Paul Bortzenmill talking about a success story, talking about how the credit union has used SBS's technology to enhance their voting system, kind of in a hybrid way, both electronically, digitally, and paper. So really cool story here, so check it out. On today's show, we have a couple of fine guests, Allison Fink from DuPont Community Credit Union, there on the left. Allison, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. And on the right is Mr. Paul Bortzenmill from Survey and Ballot Systems. Paul, how are you, sir?
I am also well. Excited to be here today.
Yeah. So we got kind of a case study going here, which I always enjoy. I always enjoy these kind of success stories. That way other credit unions can kind of see this and go, oh, wow, let's do something similar or put our own spin on it. Because that's what the credit unions do. We kind of share and care. And that's what our industry is all about. So before we get started on that, though, Allison, can you share with us your position at DuPont and then how you fit into the whole election process?
Sure thing. So I started working for DuPont Community Credit Union in 2006, and I am their executive administrator. Work very closely with our CEO, Steve Elkins, and then as a part of that, work very closely with the board and their committees. So through my work with the board and their committees, I've been here, I've worked very closely with them on the election process.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And Paul, what's your position there at Survey and Ballot Systems? And then how are you affiliated with the election process as well?
So I am a senior account manager here at Survey and Ballot Systems, and I'm responsible for the financial market, so selling to basically credit unions and working with other banking institutions on their elections. So my role is basically to provide guidance to both prospects and clients on our services, best practices, and then kind of present a plan going forward, and then we launch that plan during the election.
Perfecto, perfecto. And so let's get a little bit more background before we dive in here. Allison, so how is the election handled prior to Survey and Ballot Systems coming on board, so to speak? So how was that whole process? What was the before picture look like?
Right. So I was hoping to share that with you from a couple points of view.
Sure.
First of all, the way the election itself was handled, it was really, up until the early 2000s, it was handled internally. Our supervisory committee conducted that process in-house. Yeah, right? Still paper ballots and still election boxes in the branches. And then think back to hanging chads and all that stuff.
Yes.
And, yeah, and they said, oh my goodness, I don't think we want to do this anymore. So that was the first time they decided we need to work with an outside vendor for this process that can handle our elections safely and securely. They do this for a living. And so that was the first transition, I would say, in our history. And at that time, there was a nominating committee that did the nominating process for the board, and they only met 2 or 3 months out of the year. So fast forward to 2014, when the board was doing a lot of work and development around governance and realized, you know, we really want to transition to a governance committee. So the governance committee absorbed that nominating committee, and now you have a committee that's much more in tune to the governance of our credit union and can have election conversations year-round. And so for that for us was a big shift and really has been a plus. Right at the same time was when that committee said, I think we need a new election partner. You know, we need someone that can give us a lot more options in how we conduct our election, how our ballots can be communicated and shared with our members. And so we went through that RFP process not long after they were formed, and that was how we found our partner.
Ah, so what made Survey and Ballot Systems kind of stick out or percolate to the top above the rest?
I think it was probably two main things for us. Certainly their broad range of products and services from, you know, the beginning and the nominating process. They have products and services that we can use there. throughout to the end, and the way that they make the information and the results available to us throughout the election and at the end. There were just so many pieces that we felt were very innovative and we could tailor to our needs. They really stood out to us in that way. But I would say also they stood out to me during that process as far as the people. Very, very much a partner to us then and now.
Cool.
So that stood out to us.
Yeah, and this is something new to not only you, but I mean a lot of other credit unions out there too, you know, adopting technologies like this and making that process, like you say, much more secure, much more efficient and easy for everybody involved. So this is a kind of, and when you have somebody like that who's like a true partner who's with you there step by step, that's huge. That's huge.
Yeah. It is huge.
Indeed. So, Paul, I want to get back to you. I want to leave you out here in the corner there. So, tell us about a hybrid election. What's a typical hybrid election? What does that look like for folks that may not know what one is?
A typical hybrid election in the credit union world involves a combination of paper ballots and electronic ballots.
Okay.
So, in the case of most credit unions that we partner with, we will mail a paper ballot to members who either do not have an email address on file with the credit union or who have not opted into e-statements, which is a requirement that they have to opt into e-statements to receive an email. So we mail paper ballots to those folks, and then the remaining get an email from us that has their login credentials as well as the link to the ballot. So they can easily click on that link and then type in the passcodes they're logged into the ballot.
Okay.
So that's a typical hybrid solution.
Gotcha. So you're kind of getting the best of both worlds there, wherever, whatever members are, you know, what they're, whatever's most comfortable for the people voting. So you're there for on either side. And Allison,
absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. We want to make it easy for everybody, right? So
yeah,
indeed. So tell me about your election in general terms, Allison. How does it work? How often is it? And
sure.
All that type of stuff.
So our election is held annually. It is only for board of director positions. We don't elect any other volunteers of our credit union. And we do use a hybrid election.
Okay.
So we have paper ballots that are going out as well as email ballots. Right now, I think we've worked that up to where we're probably about 60-70% electronic. Woohoo!
Wow, good for you guys.
Yeah, we want to keep on growing that number, and the rest is paper.
Indeed. Well, I'm sure that's good news to you, Paul. I mean, hearing that, I mean, it sounds like, because I mean, they're making the conversion, if you will. I mean, because we're all on this kind of digital transformation journey, and this sounds like that's part of it. So we're all kind of moving toward the digital big time. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. And so how's it going there at DuPont? How is the election process? Because you guys, how many times have you been through this? I think if I recollect, since 2014, 15, something like that?
Right. So SBS and Paul specifically have been very patient with us. 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
If there's anything I've learned in the 12 or 13 years of helping with elections is don't ever think you're going to not learn something new during your election.
Mm-hmm.
So SBS has been very flexible and patient with us. You know, during that process, anything can happen. You can have someone drop off your slate. You can have someone with a health issue and you have to replace them on your slate. So you just never know.
Yeah.
So yes, we have been partnering with them over the last 4 or 5 years. I think it's going extremely well. There have been, I think, at least 1 year where we did have an uncontested election, and that's very unusual for us, and the board really prefers a contested election.
Oh yeah.
So we had that 1 year. We also, our last election, I believe, tried the single sign-on option that SBS offers, where we can provide a link within our online banking services, and our members can vote that way. So that was a very big new step for us, and we're looking forward to trying that again and making sure we kind of evolve that process as well. And who knows, hopefully some days our members can vote from their phone with a text or,
you know,
we want to make it as easy as we can.
But, indeed.
SBS has been a great partner for us. They've never made us feel like they wanted to push us into a new product or service. They've always been very good at listening to not just what management is thinking, but what the board and the governance committee is thinking and what they want to try as that next step in that evolution.
How does that make you feel, Paul? I mean, seeing the evolution of DuPont's, their progression through this whole election process and the technology behind it. How does that make you guys? I mean, obviously you guys work hard at providing a great product and service and all that good stuff. But how does it make you feel when you hear a story like this? Like, hey, you know what? We're doing something really cool here and we're helping them, provide a better service to their members and, getting people involved, that type of stuff. So what's your take on that?
It feels good. I mean, we put a lot of time and effort into kind of research and development of new products and logging in to vote via single sign-on or online banking is a great technology, especially for credit unions where there's a high percentage of the members that use it because they're already familiar with the system, and then adding electronic voting to it and to that portion of it just makes sense. So it is great. And we, we rely on, in addition to our own research and development, we rely on our clients and even prospects to, give us ideas. We're very willing to listen to good ideas and maybe foster them and create new products out of it, because credit unions know their members individually better than we do. So we're relying on the experts to kind of give us the tools to hopefully provide to them someday. So thank you, Allison. It makes us feel good.
Yeah, I'm sure that the feedback that Allison has given you over the years is, and a lot of other folks as well, helps make your product that much better. And so folks like Allison and other credit unions out there can benefit from that kind of collaborative feedback that you guys receive. So good stuff indeed all over. So now, Allison, back to you. So how do you guys encourage your members to vote? I'm sure the digital aspect of it helps out a lot, or the hybrid aspect of it helps out a lot. But I mean, that seems to be a bit of an issue in our industry, is getting people to vote and getting them to participate, because members are basically owners of the credit union. So to get these folks to participate, I mean, have them, hey, you know what? You have some skin in the game here. This is your shop. So you get to make the call. So how do you get folks how do you encourage them to vote?
Well, the channels that we're using right now, we have a quarterly member newsletter. We take advantage of that every quarter. We make sure there's some sort of update in there to the election process, regardless of where we are in that process.
Right.
And that, of course, is also available online on our website. We make sure we're keeping them up to date the closer we get to that election date via email. Or if they're receiving a paper ballot, we're going to try and make sure their message is on their paper statements so that they know it's coming. But you really kind of hit the nail on the head when you're talking about how do we educate our members in understanding the value of this vote that they have.
Right.
And so that's really the challenge. And Paul and I have talked about that and how SBS can kind of help us going forward as the governance committee becomes more comfortable with, tweaking the process. How can we start to use some of their products and services to educate our members a little bit better?
Yeah.
I mean, we certainly can do some of those things in-house, but we don't have the experience and the expertise that SBS can bring to the table.
Right. And I don't know if you have the numbers or anything like that, but I'm just kind of curious off the top of my head, like, have you seen any increases in participation or anything like that over the last few years?
Well, we have, because, one of the reasons this came up to the governance committee in 2014 is, I track those numbers every year, and it was not upward sloping to the right. It was kind of creeping down every year, and so that certainly was of concern to us, because we know that's a very important part of who credit unions are. And so that was one of the things that we originally talked to Paul and SBS about, is we have a concern, how do we engage our members? And I think just partnering with SBS in general has certainly helped that, having a professional, consistent up-to-date look for our ballots and that process is huge, because that makes our members feel like this is a professional, secure process I'm using to vote. And I think that's huge, and that's generating some momentum. But we have seen an uptick, so
that's great.
That's the great news.
Yeah.
It had dipped down, I think, you know, when I first came on board, we probably had like a 10% return rate, which doesn't sound huge, but when you do some research, that's kind of best practice.
Really?
You can hope for 10%.
Wow.
And we had kind of creeped down under 5%.
Uh-oh.
We were seeing 3 and 4%. And now we're back up to like 5 or 6.
Okay.
You know, the partnership we have now with SBS. So
good deal.
That definitely has been an improvement for
good
us.
Deal. Yeah. And Paul, I want to get your take on that whole process. I mean, the kind of the back and forth. Hey, you know, we need help in this area. We need to enhance our participation, that type of stuff. Let's see how we can work the technology and the hybrid aspect of it. And so how does that whole conversation work? I mean, helping them out with their challenges and all that type of stuff. How do you guys come into play there?
So what I try to do with Allison in this particular case,
mm-hmm.
try to listen to you know, what their concerns and needs were. I get a feel for you know, how much, for example, they're in the electronic space versus paper. I try to almost do an analysis of the entire process, mm-hmm. and then what I do is I kind of piece together you know, some strategies, communication strategies. Like Allison said, a lot of these communications can be done by the individual credit union. They don't have to be done by us, or they can be done by us. And really the goal is just to promote the election. That's really the number one goal, because most people don't vote, or they claim they don't vote because they don't know what's going on, or happening. So my job is to present those options, various things that maybe, because we're in the industry and we do this every day, all day, we know the tips and tricks, and maybe credit union staff don't quite know that because they have many other job responsibilities before the election. And so I pass that kind of those tips on to the individual staff in the hopes that they're able to utilize some of those services to improve those response rates.
Very good. Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Elsa.
Just once a year. So.
Yeah.
You know, you only get that chance once a year to have that experience. It's a slow increase in gaining knowledge. So, yeah, it's important to have SBS as our partner.
Well, and speaking of that, Allison, how do you guys gauge success? I mean, obviously the percentages help out, but are there other ways of gauging success as well, or is it just the percentages?
Well, we certainly look at that and track that from year to year, and that's obviously important to us. We want to make sure that we're at this point gaining, and hopefully at some point we're at a point where feel like we've got backed up to that best practice again, and we can maintain those numbers. But I think another piece that we've found with SBS that's helped us to gauge our success level is the feedback we get through the survey that SBS provides to our voters.
Mm-hmm.
We never had that. And so for voters to be able to have a chance, or members after they vote, and say anything from, you know, I didn't like the slate and here's why, or I was really confused when I was voting, whatever they want to share with us, they can share. And we get a good response rate on that survey, which was, I have to be honest, Paul, was surprising to me at first. I thought, wow, nobody's going to tell me what they think about this, but they really do.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I think it, in a way, probably makes them feel more a part of the process.
Yeah.
And we get great feedback, overwhelmingly positive. I would say,
oh, cool.
Yeah, 90% of the feedback is, wow, this is so slick. This is a great process.
Yeah.
And then we have some, like I said, questions about whatever, the slate, or, you know, could you do this instead of that on mm-hmm. the ballot? And that's valuable.
Right,
you know,
right.
To be able to hear that feedback and say, wow, you know, maybe we do need to think about sharing the bios earlier or sharing the bios in a different way. So that to me is a great way for us to measure success.
Yeah, because their feedback helps you, and then you transfer that to Paul, and then that helps out the product get better and better. So I see how it works now. I like this. It's a good process. All right, guys. Anything else to add here about working with SBS and the hybrid election system? I think this is a really cool thing that just helps out people. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, addressing members in the digital channel or even in online or in the branch or on the mobile. You're getting them where they are. And so it sounds like the election process is doing the same thing. You're getting the members where they are, whether it's on a mobile, online, paper, what have you. So it's pretty cool to see that. And all the choices we have today, it's really exciting to see. So anything else to add? Paul, I'll let you go first, and Allison, I'll let you wrap it up. Paul, anything else to add here?
No. I mean, outside of that, we obviously appreciate the partnership with DuPont and look forward to continuing that forward and adding technologies and making it as good of a process as we can for not only Allison, but the voters as well, because that's critical.
Indeed. All right, Allison, I'll let you wrap it up.
Sure, absolutely. I have to go back to my original statement in that our partnership with SBS is really successful for two reasons. One, the innovation and the broad range of products and services they offer us in our election process. And two, again, it comes back to the people. I mean, when I'm working with Paul or I'm working with my project manager in the election, truthfully, I feel like I'm the only one that they're working with. I mean,
that's awesome.
When I email them or call them, they're very responsive, and I never feel like I'm out there in limbo waiting for them to get back to me. It's a great partnership.
Good deal, and good deal. And like I said at the top of the show, I love stories like this. I like seeing how it just progresses from, oh my gosh, we need some help, to, oh, here's a great solution, and then, wow, these are our results. It's beautiful, beautiful. All right, guys, keep up the good work. Appreciate the time, and maybe we can check in down the road and see how things have progressed. Be fun.
That'd be awesome.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Keep up the good work, all right?